それでは今日のメッセージですね、出て行きなさいと題して、ジョリキャメからメッセージをいただきます。
皆さん、ただいま。
おかえりなさい。
I'm home. I'm home, honey.先週の火曜日に成田に着いたら、まあ、これをサーシャと話したんだけど、着いたらあのサインがあって、で日本語でお帰りなさいと書いてある。英語では Welcome to Japan、 日本へようこそ。あの全然違う意味ですよね。あの、お客さんが来るときに、外国人が来るときには日本へようこそ、でも日本に住む人たちにお帰りなさいと書いてある。でサシャと話したら、その言葉は私たちにとってあのかなりあの意味がある。お帰りなさい、ある人が間違えて、いつカナダに帰りますか、あの何日まで帰りますかと言うんだけど、こっちに住んでます。だから、カナダに生まれても一回カナダに戻って、でも日本に帰ります。からお帰りなさいという言葉は、心を温かくして、その言葉をまたもう一回見て、それを思い出しました。まず謝りが必要です。本当に日本人になってます。まず謝りから始まるんですよね。ついてからもうやることしか考えられてない。皆さんが温かくあの迎えてくれて、今朝も、向こうはどうですかで今朝の証とか、それをずっと考えて、それしか考えられなかったから、それはそのごめんなさいということをみんなにあの伝えたい。書いたことを本当に嬉しいです。皆さんのおかげで向こうカナダでの家族の集まりはすごく恵まれました。残念ながらあの一人のお姉さんと旦那さんが、来れなくて、あの事情があってで来れなかったんだけど、この家族みんなで集まって、いっぱい食べて、いっぱい笑って、いっぱい歌を歌って、いっぱい時間を過ごせて、とても恵まれた時間でした。 So when I arrived at the airport in Narita, I saw the sign, and Sasha and I talked about this later. In Japanese, when you arrive, it says お帰りなさい、welcome home. And in English, it says welcome to Japan, which is a completely different feeling. You know, for people who are coming to visit, people who are foreigners who come into the country, it's saying welcome to our country. But for the people who live here, it's saying welcome home, you're home again. And for Sasha and I are talking about how for us, there's a lot of meaning in that word of welcome home. Sometimes people make a mistake and they say, how long are you going home to Canada for? Well, I was born in Canada, but that's not where I live. This is where I live. And this is my home. So usually I say to people, I am going to return to Canada for a couple of weeks, and then I will come back home on such and such a date. I need to start with an apology, and I joked and said that I really am becoming Japanese, because Japanese always start with an apology. Americans always start with a funny story. Japanese always start with an apology. And so my apology is that as soon as I came back, the first thing I thought about was all of the things that I have to do. And so everybody's been like, ah, welcome back. I'm like, yeah, okay, gotta go. And that's all I can think about. But I really do appreciate everybody's warm welcome, and I'm thankful for your prayers on my behalf while I was away to be with my family. Here's a picture of most of my family. My sister and her husband were able to come because she couldn't get her green card, so she wasn't able to leave the States. But almost everybody else was able to gather and celebrate my parents' 50th anniversary. And we ate a lot. As you can tell by all of us, we like to eat. We ate a lot, we laughed a lot, we talked a lot, we did a lot of just sitting around. I even did a little bit of exercise. I swam a little and, you know, did a little bit of paddle boating.
Okay.
So my legs got a good workout, but it was a good time. It was a really blessed time, and I was thankful to be with my family. This morning, we're going to be reading again from Genesis 12. I'm going to read it first in Japanese and then in English, so you want to keep your Bible open to that.
今回今朝の聖書の箇所を読みたいと思います。創世記12章1節から4節。今私たちがこの創世記というテーマでいろんな説教をやって、今日は説教じゃなく私の証しをしたいと思います。主はアブラムに仰せられた。あなたはあなたの生まれ故郷、あなたの父の家を出て、私が示す地へ行きなさい。そうすれば、私はあなたを大いなる国民とし、あなたを祝福し、あなたの名を大いなるものとしよう。あなたの名を祝福となる。あなたを祝福するものを私は祝福し、あなたを呪うものを私は呪う。地上のすべての民族はあなたによって祝福される。アブラムは主がお告げになった通りに出かけた。ロットも彼と一緒に出かけた。アブラムがハランを出た時75歳であった。アブラムはアブラハムと同じ人です。17章を見たら、神様との約束があって、でその関係がもっと強くなった時に神様がアブラムの名前を変えて、その約束によるでアブラハムと呼ばれた。だからそれを混乱しなくて、アブラムとアブラハムは同じ人だ。でこれから私がアブラハムと言うんだけど、この時はまだアブラムと呼ばれた。私たちがよく集中しているのは2節と3節。自分を祝福することが好きです。自分にいいものをもらうのは私たち人間的に好きなものです。でも1節を無視するなら2節と3節がないと思ってます。だから今朝は特に一節に集中したいと思います。So let's read this again in English. The Lord had said to Abram, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. A lot of times when we read this passage, we like to focus on verse 2 and verse 3, because we like the idea of blessing.As humans, it's our natural tendency. We like good things to happen to us. And so we like to focus on the blessing, on what God says, this is what I'm going to do for you, and celebrate that. But if we ignore verse 1, I don't think that verse 2 and verse 3 have any meaning. So if you remember the last time I talked, I shared, it begins with, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, not me.In the beginning, not you, but in the beginning, God. And this verse starts the same way. It starts with the Lord. It doesn't start with Abraham. It starts with the Lord. The Lord said to Abram. And then these are the key words that I see in what he said. Leave and go. Leave.And go. Abram had to leave and he had to go.
in order to receive the blessing that God had planned, the blessing that God wanted to give to him, and the blessing that wanted to give through him to all people. And this is the second thing I noticed. Abram has to leave something or somewhere and has to go to something or somewhere. Leave your, or leave you, and go to where I. God says, leave you, go, essentially, me. Go to me. Go to where I'm going to show you. I've prepared a place for you. He doesn't even tell Abram where he's going to send him. He just says, go. And I have a respect for Abram, because Abram was 75 years old when God gave him this call. As a young person, it's easy for us to pick up and go. Those of you who are here working in Mito as AETs, a lot of times when I hear your story, a lot of you share, well, you know, while I'm young, before I start my, you know, my career, or before I start my family, I want to have, you know, this adventure, I want to have this experience. It's easy for us to do that when we're in our early 20s. As a 75-year-old, married with a family, having an established job, it's harder to pick up and go. Especially at 75, you're at the end of your life. But God said to Abram at 75, leave and go. And that's what I want us to focus on today. That's what I want you to remember from today's story from Abram, is the words, leave you and go to me. Junisho no isetsu kara yonsetsu de, kono isetsu ni, kono aida, watashi ga sekkyo shita toki ni, hajime ni kami, という言葉に注目した。はじめに神。はじめに私じゃなくて、はじめにあなたじゃなくて、はじめに神。神から始まる。で、この箇所も同じです。最初に主。最初にアブラムじゃなくて、最初に主。主は、主はアブラムに仰せられた。あなたは、あなたの何々何を出て、私が示す地へ行きなさい。で、この一節に、そのキーワードがこの二つ。出て、行きなさい。まあ、失礼な言葉は、出て行け。と言うんだけど、それじゃないんだけど、出て行きなさい。何を、どこを出る、何を、どこへ行く、あなたの、あなたのもの、あなたが分かってること、あなたの範囲で見てること、あなたが持ってるものを出て、離れて。で、私が示す地だけど、私がに行きなさい。自分から離れて神へ行く。そうすれば神様が祝福し、神様がアブラムを通して世界を祝福する。で、今朝何よりもその一節、神から始まる。で、神がこの二つの言葉をアブラムに言ってた。出て、自分から出て、私に行きなさい、という言葉を覚えたいと思います。これを読んだら、正直に言うと、アブラムの話を読むと、自分の物語、自分のストーリーを思い出します。で、今朝の証は、
自分がどういうふうに、この物語、このアブラハムに、いただいた、使命と同じように自分も神様に呼んだことをみんなに皆さんに、分かち合いたいと思います。一回、ジェイソン・ロンさんが、よく、ジョエルさんとアシスさんが説教するだけど、で他の教会員は証しをするだけど、ジョエルの証しを聞きたい。なぜジョエルが神を信じているか、どういうふうに神様がジョエルの人生に働いているかを聞きたい。今朝もう いっぱいもうありすぎて、だから今朝はただその日本に来ることを分かち合いたいと思います。 So this morning I'm not going to preach. This morning I'm going to share my story. It's going to be my testimony. At the beginning of the year, before the new AETs came, some of us gathered, and one of the things that Jason Long said is he said, I'd like to hear Joel's testimony. You know, Joel and Atsushi preach, and other church members share their testimony, but I've never heard Joel's testimony. I've never heard why, you know, why does Joel believe in God? Or why, how is God working in his life? And I remembered what he said about that. And so this morning, that's what I want to share. I have too many things to share, so I'm just going to share about my story of coming to Japan. And today is a special day, because July 8th, 2002, I left Canada and moved to Japan 10 years ago today. Ben and Crimson and I got on the airplane in Toronto, the Toronto airport. We got onto United Airlines. The service was horrible. It was crazy. I had spent 2 weeks trying to pack too much into a suitcase. I had to sit on it and had somebody else try to close it, because what I was bringing in my suitcase is what I was bringing for 5 years. I didn't ship anything except books. And so I tried to do that, and the man, he was an immigrant from India, and he opened up my bag, and all of my stuff went all over the place. And I thought, I spent 2 weeks trying to pack that suitcase. I don't know how I'm going to close it again. And he said, oh, you are a very good packer, sir. I said, yeah, I know. Thanks for opening. And I just shoved it all back in and sat on it and had Crimson and Ben close it up again. But we left. We had to run. We thought we were going to miss our second airplane, but we got on and we played Phase 10 for a long time. And we were scared to death. We had no idea what it meant. We had no idea the adventure that we were about to go on. But 10 years ago today, we left and we arrived in Japan. And I think of what God said to Abraham, and that's my story. God said, go, leave and go. 1998 and 1999, we started off as a Let's Start Talking team. We were young university students. And I respect Abraham because he was 75. But when I was 24, I moved to Japan. And I didn't know about anything, really. It was my first full-time, real, long-term job. I thought I knew a lot of stuff. I've learned over the 10 years how much I don't know, especially after having lived in another country. But we came first at the opposition of my father. When I told my dad that I wanted to be a missionary, he told me that he didn't want me to be a missionary. And I can remember saying to him, you told me to love God, you told me to honor God, I really thank you for that, so please support me to be a missionary. But if you don't, then get out of my way, because I'm going to honor God. And then I went up to my room and cried after I said that to him. But I'm thankful for my mom, because my mom was the one who helped me. She said,
just remember that your father for 30 years has worked to love and protect his family and his children, and that's his role. And so that's just what he's trying to do. I think God blessed that because I didn't necessarily listen to what he said, but I honored him and continued with what God called me to. And the day I left, he grabbed my head and kissed me and said, answering God's highest call, we have our blessing. Oh, この日に 10年前に 私がカナダから離れて日本に来ました。今朝は10周年の記念日です。その日に私が24歳だった、もうたくさん分かると思ってたのに、この10年にどれほど分からないことが、だんだん分かってきてる。その時はベンとクリムゾンと一緒に、トロント空港でユナイテッドに乗せて、そのサービスはものすごくまずかった。特に日本に来てからそれを気づいて、まずかったのに、私たちが、日本に来たら何が起こるか、神様はどういうふうに働くかは全く分からなかった。宣教師はどういうことかもう全く分からなかった。日本に着いたら、宣教師ですとみんなに言ったのに、それはどういう意味かが全く分からなかった。お、その最初の日に起きたら、やばいな、何を やればいいか、どこから始まればいいか全く分からない。それを思い出して、懐かしく思い出します。1998年と99年にベンとクリムゾンと一緒に、LST Let's Start Talking を通してまず日本に来て、でその時に、神様が、その、また宣教師として来ることの御心を示してくれました。で2002年に私たちが、仙台に行って、まず3人が来て、1ヶ月後ジョナサン・スレイカーも含めて、で4人で、その選挙チームとして、その奉仕を、していました。日本に来る前は お父さんが、選挙に関するすごく応援してます。お父さんも神様を深く愛してます。だけど自分の息子が宣教師になるのをすごく嫌に思いました。で僕が、宣教師になるその決心をお父さんに言ったら、お父さんは反対でした。その時に僕が、もういっぱい勇気を持って、お父さん、私にこの信仰を、与えてくれてありがとうございます。神様を何よりも愛して、神様の御心を守ることを教えてくれてありがとうございます。ですから神様が私を、日本で宣教師として送ってほしいと信じています。応援してください。でも応援しなくても邪魔にならないで。神様を絶対神様の御心を守るから。でそれから早く自分の部屋にいて泣きました。泣いてた。その後はお母さんにすごく助かりました。お母さんが、ジョエル、お父さんは30年間家族を守ろうとしていて、一生懸命働いて、一生懸命愛と信仰を持って家族を育つことを目指していて、
で、その立場から今の不安を伝えているから、絶対に神様の御心、ジョエルのために御心を歩みなさい。ただ、お父さんの気持ちの立場を、守るんじゃないんだけど、それを理解しながら、日本に行ってくださいとお母さんが言ってた。で、それによってやっぱりとても祝福されました、この日にカナダにいた時、お父さんが自分の、顔を取って、キスして、で、彼の最後の言葉は、神様の御心を何よりも一番高い、働きに呼んでると信じています。だからお母さんと私の祝福、私たちの愛によって日本へ行きなさいと言ってくれました。5年間私たちが仙台で奉仕をしていて、この10年間で、3つのことを分かち合いたい。まず、私たちが何をやったか、次は自分が何を学んだか、で、3つ目は神様は何を与えてくださいましたか。その3つのこと。最初の5年間はただ、日本語を覚えたり、友達を作ったり、実際に宣教師は何のことかを、最初にやってみました。たくさんの大変なことがありました、の14歳の子が、交通事故で亡くなりました。教会の中の家族の、一人が亡くなって、教会内の、関係もたくさんの問題があったと同時に、たくさんの恵みがありました。一番上の方はジュエルとアキコちゃんと、ガク君とベン、その日は、よく思い出します。で、アキコちゃんは私が初めてバプテスマを授けた姉妹、だから私にとってかなり、大切な姉妹で、アキコちゃんは私の 愛してる妹で、日本に着いたら神様に祈って、神様どうしても、若い日本人の男性の友達を与えてください。で、3年間4年間ぐらいはずっと、そこまでの深く関係がなかったけど、神様が、その5年間で学区を与えてくださいました。神様が何を与えてくださったかというと、友達を与えてくださったし、私の働きを与えてくださいました。何を学んだかというと、その時に信仰は本当にどういうことかを学びました。神様に完全に頼ることを、自分を神様の手に入れることをその時に学びました。So you can see some of the pictures here. I don't have time to go through and tell you all of the stories. But the first 5 years we spent in Sendai, that was a time of learning, of discovering. And one of the things that I'd like to share with all of you who have come from somewhere else into Japan
One of the things that I realized in my 5 years is that I had to relook again at my faith and my identity in my faith. For the whole first year, I felt so weak in my faith. I can remember thinking, I have no business to be a missionary because my faith really, really is weak. I have no idea what to share with people, what to show people. But I realized later, God showed me later, that one of my problems was is that I was looking at how my faith was when I was a university student on a Christian university campus in America. And I had moved to Japan. And that's it's a different place, and it's a different form, and I'm a different person, and I have a different role. So I had to rediscover, I had to relearn what was my identity and what was my faith. And so if you're feeling like you're dry, or if you feel like you're struggling in some way, I want to share that as a word of encouragement to you, that that was one of the struggles that I had to go through in my first 5 years. We had a lot of struggles. One of our struggles was the daughter of one of the families when she was 14 years old. She had just started, or 15, she had just started high school. She was in her first week, first couple weeks, and she was killed in a car accident. And as a 25-year-old, what do you say to the parents when the father grabs you and screams, "Help me"? What do you say? I was 25. I had no frame of reference on how to deal with that. We had a lot of problems within the church, and we were basically thrust into the role of being shepherds, being elders, for which we did not have the wisdom, we didn't have the experience. So there were a lot of struggles, but at the same time, there were a lot of joys too. This was a good time. It was a time of adventure. It was a time of discovery. There's three things that I want to share in each of the stages of mission. The first one is what we did, but then more than that, I want to share about what I learned and also what God gave in that time. And what I learned in the first 5 years is I learned faith. I discovered faith, and I discovered what it really meant to rely on God. I discovered what it meant to, with abandon, just completely throw myself into God's hands. One of the things that God gave is God gave a family and God gave a friend. I found my family. You see the picture up in the top corner. I remember that. I love that picture. That's one of my favorite pictures. It's one of my favorite memories of the whole first 5 years. Gaku and Akiko and Ben and I went and we ate lunch on the grass at Tohoku University. We went and met them where they were studying, and we ate together and spent time together. And those two were two of our favorite and two of the people that we loved the most. Akiko gave herself to Christ. She's the first person I've ever baptized. So in that way, she has an important. She's important to me. I can remember when I first arrived, I prayed that God would give me a Japanese friend. I was so lonely. I was so lonely because it took so long. I had come from a place where I grew up and knew lots of people and was really connected. And it took a long time in this culture to find somebody that I could be that connected with. And God blessed me with the friendship in Baku. But it took a long time for God to bless me with the answer to that prayer. 2008, I spent a year away in Southeast Asia. I was mostly in Singapore for 8 of those months, and then I spent 3 months in Thailand. And I think I learned a more global perspective on faith, a more global perspective on the church, a more global perspective on life and culture, having to go again into a new place and make new friends. What I discovered is I discovered more my love for Asia. Not just for Japan, but for the continent of Asia. God really developed my love. and what God gave is God gave me more of a community. I felt like I had a group of people that wanted to take that same kind of journey together with me. And he gave me refreshing, because when I left, I was exhausted, and I was ready to quit being a missionary, and I was ready to quit faith. Another special thing that happened in that year was that was the first wedding that I performed. By the power vested in me, I was able to proclaim Ben and Erica married and give them the permission to kiss. That was a huge blessing. I think they kissed before then, but that was their first time to kiss as husband and wife. So that was a good time that year. 2008年は1年間日本から離れて、でその1年間は東南アジアに行ってきました。何を学んだかというと、もっとグローバルに、信仰のこと、また教会のこと、どういうふうにこの世界を見るか、考えるかを、学んできました。で、コミュニティを、神様がコミュニティを与えてくださいました。その1年間では、最初にはかなり疲れてきた。もう宣教師としてはもう諦めよう、正直に言うともう信仰を諦めよう、そこまでは疲れてきた。だから今朝もういっぱい、もう信仰を諦めようという人には諦めないでと言える。どうしても神様がその必要なことを与えてくださると強く信じています。一つの恵みは、私が初めて結婚式の式式をベンとエリカのためにやりました。でそれもすごく、いい思い出がたくさんあって、だからベンとエリカも、かなり意味がある夫婦、私にとって。で毎年彼らがその結婚その記念日を、祝うときには私もその、12月27日を思い出します。2009年は仙台に戻ってきました。時に私の家族が始まりました。まず、サーシャとガクと、この今の家族で、その2009年にできました。で2009年に、ガクが友達から弟の関係に変わっていて、バプテスマを受けて、それはその1年間の一つの大きい恵みでした。神様が何を与えてくださったかというと、その家族と、家族をまた与えてくださいました。また日本、絶対に日本に残りたいことを、その2009年に、その思いを、与えてくださいました。So in 2009, I returned to Japan, and returned back to Sendai for a little over a year. And in that year, God, one of the things that God gave me is God gave me the family that I have now, at least the way that it had started with Sasha and Gaku. And one of the other things that he gave, or one of the other ways that he blessed, one of the hugest things of that year was Gaku moved from just being a friend to becoming my brother. And that was one of the huge blessings of 2009. I think I could say if there's something that I learned or something that I discovered in that time is I discovered the importance, not only for having that family, but I discovered again that I really wanted to stay here, that I really wanted it to not just be a five-year thing, but that I really wanted to be here, that this is where God had called me. Like Abraham, God said, leave and go. And it was important for me to stay where God had sent me. Senjunenni imamade mito ni hikoshi shimashita. Shoujiki. Shoujiki yo ne. Shoujiki ni yuto, saisho ni mito ni kuru koto wo anmari yorokobu nakatta. ずっと仙台に残ってほしかった、水戸教会がからの連絡が来た時はいや仙台に続きたいなと思って、もう2年後今のこの立場に立つとやっぱり水戸に来てよかったなと思います。ここで今までのその教会の家族は初めて与えてくださいました。またチン、特に日本人と一緒にパートナーシップを持って一緒にチームとして奉仕をする、水戸教会でも、カンボジアでもその震災復興支援でも神様が与えてくださいました。で、何を学んだかというと、石の12章の4節をもう一回読みます。アブラムは、主がお告げになった通りに出かけた。アブラムが分からなくても、神様の御心を守って従いました。それによって祝福が数えられないぐらいいっぱいあって、この2年間でこれを学びました。神様の御心を守って従うときには必ず神様が数えられないぐらいの祝福を与えてくださいます。また神様が何を与えてくださったかというと、特に日本人のチーム水戸教会でも震災復興でもカンボジアでも、また、その教会という家族、教会の家族という大きい存在を初めて与えてくださいました。2年間で、震災のことも大きかったけど、やっぱりその関係、またいっぱい楽しいこと、楽しい関係ができて何より感謝です。神様に感謝です。 So in the last 2 years、God blessed me with the time in Mito、I'm leaving it on this one because this is the most fun, okay? Out of all the last 3 slides. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't want to come to Mito. There are a lot of reasons. I can tell you those reasons some other time. But I even fought hard to not come to Mito. But I am now 2 years later, over 2 years later, standing where I'm standing now, I can say I am so glad that God asked me to come to Mito. And I'm so glad that I was faithful and obedient to what He called me to. He has blessed me with a team, a team full of lots of Japanese people as well, and a lot of foreigners. Learning the blessing of having an international church. there's been some challenges with that, but I'm also learning a lot more of what heaven is like through this experience, through God calling all nations, all tribes, all languages, all people together. Our love was tested in the disaster. There's no mistake. But at the same time, God has blessed us incredibly. And I want you to remember that. What I learned in these 2 years is in verse 4 of Genesis 12. Let's read that again. So Abraham left as the Lord had told him. Abraham was faithful because God is faithful. And Abraham was completely obedient. And that's what I've learned. I've learned how important it is to be faithful and obedient, even when we don't know where we're going, even when we don't know why God is taking us to that place. When we're obedient, we can't even count the blessings. We can't even count all of the ways that He will work and all of the things that He has planned. And there's been a lot of good things and a lot of difficult things here too. But I love this one because this encapsulates my time in these last 2 years. It's awesome! We have so much fun. And I'm just so blessed. God has blessed us with such a good group of people. And I'm so thankful to be a part of you. I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade these 10 years ever. I don't wish for another life at all. Where I am, who I'm with, what I'm doing, I'm so glad. I'm so thankful that God said, leave and go. So, Junen Kan, Kawari ni, Betsu no Jinsei wa, Mataku hoshiku nai. Kamisama ga yutte, Dete, Ikinasai, Toyu tokoro, Toyu hito, という働きは本当に神様に心から感謝しています。全く別の人生は欲しくない。この人生は私にとってとっても祝福されていますし、恵まれています。どういうふうにその2年間をつまりで表現するかはこの写真、このそれぞれの写真、もう結構楽しいよこの2年間は。この人たちすごい楽しいよ。でこれからも楽しみにしてます。来週は、カンボジアの話をやるんだけど、それもこの10年間を考えたらかなり大きいことだけど、それは来週、ガクとヒロとタクミと、4人で向かち合います。今までのミッションセンターとまたちょっと違う形で、やる予定だから、その準備も祈りで覚えてください。また、心を持って、このカンボジアの働き、特にこの教会はどういうふうに、関わるかを、祈ってください。So next week, we're going to have our Mission Sunday. And at that Mission Sunday, we're going to share more about the story of Cambodia and our work there. Gaku and Hiro and Takumi and I are going to share that. So I'm not going to say anything about that today. But I want to ask you to pray for the preparation, that we're going to do it a little bit differently than how we've done some of our Mission Sundays in the past as far as what we focus on. Even that is again another story of God's faith and God's blessing in being faithful and obedient. And we want to share about specifically about this church and how God is calling this church, giving them an Abraham call in relation to this. this is what I want to ask you to think about from my own story and from Abraham's story. To what, to where, and to whom is God calling you? Is my first question. To what, to where, to whom is God calling you? And then secondly, like Abraham, will you be obedient and faithful? その証とまたあのアブラハムの話から、この2つの質問を、この1週間で自分の人生に自分の信仰にこの2つの質問を考えてほしい。この2つを覚えて、考えてください。神様はあなたにどこで誰のために何をすることを求められているのでしょう。神様はあなたを通して、で、二つ目はアブラハムのようにあなたは神様の求めていることに従順で信仰深くいられますか。今週この二つのことを考えてみましょう。最後に、イザヤ書12章2節から6節を読みたいと思います。イザヤ書12章2節から6節、最近、毎朝私たちのうちで、みんなで聖書を読むことを決めて、まずサーシャとガクがそれを決めて、私たちが東北にいた間に、でその後僕が、入ってきたんだけど、この間この御言葉を読んで、これは私たちの宣教です、これは私たちの御言葉です、これは私たちの述べ伝えたいことだと思います。So I want to close with Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, verses 2 through 6. Sasha and Gaku started reading in the mornings when they wake up. They did that while we were going to Tohoku, and I've joined them since then. And this is, we were going through the book of Isaiah, and this is something that I read. And I think this, in thinking about Abraham and thinking about our mission, I think this is our word. This is our gospel. This is our message. This is our call to share with other people. と読む前に、もう一つのことを言いたいです。もし神様の御心だったら、もし私が、この人生が終わるまで日本にいるなら、そうした後に私の残りがお墓に入るときには、こういう言葉をお墓に、書きたい。神様を愛したし、もう愛しました。特にアジアにいる人たちと一緒に歩んできました。そういう言葉、そういう思いでこの言葉を読みたいと思います。 There's one more thing that I want to say before I read this. If it is God's will, if it is His blessing that I should die here, then on my grave, in some form or fashion, the words that I would like written, loved God, loved people, especially those that He was blessed to walk the journey of faith with in Asia. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Kneel. Kami wa ashi no sui. Kami wa watashi no sui. Watashi wa shinrai shite osoreru koto wa nai. Yaha, shu wa watashi no chikara, watashi no home uta, watashi no tame ni sui to narareta. Anata gata wa yorokobi nagara, sui no izumi kara mizu o kumu. Sono hi, anata gata wa yu. Shu ni kansha seyo. その皆を呼び求めよ。その御業を国々の民の中に知らせよ。皆が崇められていることを語り継げよ。主を褒め歌え。主は素晴らしいことをされた。これを全世界に知らせよ。シオンに住む者、大声を上げて喜び歌え。イスラエルの聖なる方はあなたの中におられる大いなる方。お祈りましょう。神様、あなたの皆を賛美します。神様、私たちがアブラハムのようにあなた様の御心を心のように生きていくことができるように、聖霊様、私たちを導いてください。があなたに栄光になりますように。We praise your name. We ask you to give us faith and obedience like Abraham, to be faithful and to obey you. May we be able to do it so that we can bring glory. For you are God. You are our salvation. You alone are worthy of our praise. Amen.